You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Mike Raines, owner of Raines Insurance Group and the creator of SpecialRiskTerm.com, an independent life insurance agency specializing in protection for those with pre-existing medical conditions. Mr. Raines, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
So for starters, Mr. Raines, what makes your life insurance agency different than the typical life insurance agency?
I think a few things sets our agency apart from others. Number one is the personal relationship that you get. You're not dealing with some, you know, big 1-800 number where you talk to a different person every time you call. With us, you're working directly with the owner of the agency. Number two, we're an independent agency. We represent hundreds of life insurance companies. Our allegiance is to the customer, not the insurance company. And finally, what really sets us apart is our knowledge and experience in the special risk marketplace. We find protection for those individuals who have pre-existing medical conditions or who participate in high-risk hobbies or hazardous occupations.
And I'd certainly say that sets you apart. You hit on some really important factors there as well. What are some of the more common special risks that you see in your practice?
Yeah, we see a little bit of everything. Probably the most common special risk cases we see are heart-related conditions, such as heart attacks, bypass surgery history, stroke history. We also see quite a bit of diabetes cases, Crohn's disease, anxiety, depression-related type cases. And on the high-risk hobby side, we see a lot of auto racing, scuba diving, mountain climbing, rock climbing, anything that's kind of a hobby that's a little bit risky. Those are primarily what we see.
Tell us, how did you get started in the special risk life insurance business?
Yeah, it was right out of college back in 1986. I went to work for the oldest brokerage general agency in the United States, specializing in finding coverage for those that were higher risk. And I learned a lot from working there, and I just became really interested in digging into those type cases and kind of finding out ways to help those people get coverage. I realized, you know, it's really easy to insure someone that's in perfect health. Anybody can do that. But it takes some real experience and knowledge to find coverage for those that are in less than perfect health or perhaps, you know, participate in something a little more hazardous.
Today we're speaking with Mr. Mike Raines, owner of Raines Insurance Group and the creator of SpecialRiskTerm.com, an independent life insurance agency specializing in protection for those with pre-existing medical conditions, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, tell us, don't all life insurance companies underwrite the same? Talk to us about that.
No, in fact, every life insurance carrier has a different criteria for underwriting risk. They all look at your health and their life and your lifestyle differently. So the secret is to find the company that will underwrite your particular situation the best, and that's what we do. We go out and find that company that will give you the best rate for what you're dealing with.
Excellent. And so tell us, what is the process that someone goes through with a pre-existing medical condition, or who participates in something like auto racing in order to find out the cost of coverage?
Yeah, so what we like to do is we try to gather as much information about the insured's health or hazardous hobby or occupation up front from the client. We do that typically via telephone or in person. We get all that information. We use our 30 years of experience to know, you know, what questions to ask depending on the situation they're dealing with. Then we gather all this information up from the client, We go out to the marketplace for those, just those particular companies that specialize in what we're dealing with. And we find a, try to find a carrier that's willing to give us a tentative offer for coverage based on that upfront information. And we do this, I do this all the time by just speaking directly to the underwriters. We have relationships with all these underwriters for the carriers that we just call them up and say, hey, here's the situation we're dealing with, and we go over the details of the case. And until we get a tentative offer from one of those insurance companies, we do not put our customers through a formal application or a medical exam or anything until we feel pretty confident that we have a viable offer. And typically, that's enough information for the carrier to tell us, yes, if you submit a formal application, we can make an offer. It just, it makes no sense to put a customer through a full underwriting process if there's not going to be an offer available, or if the offer that the company comes back to is too high or doesn't fit the customer's budget. So we find this saves the customer and the insurance company a lot of time and, you know, money. It's just a very convenient way to do it. It saves the customer from having to shop around, going from one agent to the next. We do all that for them. We just we gather it all together. We go out to our special risk markets, get an offer, come back, present it to the customer. If there is an offer available and if it fits their budget, then we do the formal application and put them through the medical exam and everything else that's required to formalize the policy.
Mike, certainly has been helpful information. And for those youngsters tuning in, younger aged folks tuning in, you certainly think about life insurance a lot more as you get older. It's so important. And Mr. Raines, we thank you for what you do in the insurance space in those regards. Lastly, what is the most helpful tip you could give someone looking for protection and is dealing with a special risk situation?
Yeah, I would say without a doubt, the best tip I could give is use an agent who is an expert in the special risk underwriting area. The agent will be your best advocate in helping you find the coverage you need. He's the one that's going to be the intermediary between the customer and the insurance company. He can sell the case to the underwriter, present facts that maybe either a new agent or an agent that's just not got a specialty in this area knows how to do. So your agent, find an agent that's going to help you get the absolute best offer you can, and that'll be your best advice, is just to find a special risk agent, someone that does it every day. Yep.
And thanks for that parting advice. It is specialriskterm.com. Mr. Raines, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Mike Raines, owner of Raines Insurance Group and the creator of SpecialRiskTerm.com, an independent life insurance agency specializing in protection for those with pre-existing medical conditions. And for further details, simply visit SpecialRiskTerm.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.